I used to be a railroad director of a railroad company in Australia. I, for 2.5 years, have been watching closely the Vatican Station double its rail activity from 2 wagons to 3 storage wagons. And so I realized it was a working railway. And with the earthquakes occurring around the world for the 60th anniversary year of Caritas, to ask Cardinal Loyola last October and then put the idea to Caritas that perhaps a very special train might run for charitable purposes. And I'm very delighted it's all been agreed. And with the help of Trenitalia, it unfolds Saturday, 21 May.
Now let's take a step back in time before you became the Australian ambassador to the Holy See, when you were a man with a great passion for trains. Where did this come from?
Many, many years ago, my family going in on a Monday night to a little country town in Australia to buy the Sunday morning papers, 36 hours old, but that was the nature of things back in the 1960s. Today we get cranky if in 36 seconds we haven't been able to download the New York Times or the Financial Times, or for that matter the Sydney Morning Herald. But it was seeing that rail motor come with the Sunday papers, a searching headlight into the night around the curve and screeching to a halt at Borey Creek Station, and it sort of created an interest which throughout my working life in various roles and jobs I've maintained to this day.
Let's take a closer look at the Vatican railway station and railway line, if we can call it that, because it's only really 300 metres. What do you know about it?
It was, of course, part of a deal with the Lateran Treaty, and under the terms of the Vatican Convention published on the 27th of August 1934, the railway commenced and the short line commenced operations. And it was agreed that an annual fee equivalent to £8.10, Vatican would pay some sort of connection fee, I gather. Well, that's fallen by the wayside, I'm not sure. What I do know is that popes have used this railway, including in 2002, Pope John Paul II to Assisi. What I do know is Caritas has previously used that platform to load food parcels for floods up north in the early days. And it's the 60th General Assembly of Caritas coming up next week. And so a few Caritas delegates and many more will be on board on Saturday, 21 May. A photo run at 9:15. The steam engine bursts through the Vatican wall. And at 10 a.m., the formal departure for Orte and Orvieto.
Speak to us a little bit more about the type of train that will be bringing these Caritas and National Caritas delegates and indeed yourself and some others all the way from Rome to Orvieto.
There are a few tickets available for the 7 carriages, but not many, and you need to contact Caritas at its headquarters in Trastevere. But the train is made up of 7 heritage carriages, and full marks to Luigi Cantamessa from Trenitalia and others that have helped pull it together. Those carriages are absolutely in magnificent order, polished seats, velvet seats, a blue parlour car. The other 6 carriages are brown. And in fact, one of them has been dedicated to St. Mary MacKillop, others to other saints. And it's just terrific that it is unfolding and the station's getting use as a station, but for the cause of emergency around the world where Caritas steps up and helps.
It's a 1930s train steam engine we're speaking about. That's not exactly going to keep up with the Freccia Rossa high-speed Italian train now, is it?
Which will fortunately be on a different set of double tracks and will be on the Cusi Central, more ancient double tracks. So there should not be any collision along the way. And perhaps we'll be able to create a great deal of interest with the departure through the suburbs of Rome, Trastevere, Ostiense, Tiburtina, Nomentana, before heading north. And I'm just grateful for everyone who's come on board with an idea and the project which Caritas and Monsignor Roberto Vitello is running at a time when railways are in a renaissance in many ways, in many parts of the world, passenger-wise, freight-wise. Well, the shortest private railway in the world is in full use again this Saturday for noble good purpose.